It rocked universities across the country, and now for the first time, we are hearing from one of the faces of the college admissions scandal.
Olivia Jade, daughter of actress Lori Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli, opened up to Jada Pinkett Smith on the Facebook Watch show Red Table Talk, and her parents admitted to paying $500,000 to get Jade and her sister into USC. Loughlin and Giannulli pleaded guilty earlier this year, and they are currently serving sentences in the state of California. News Nation reporter Felicia Bolton joining us now with the latest on that conversation. Felicia.
All right, we're hearing from Olivia Jade for the first time. She revealed she found out about the scandal while she was on spring break, and she did not return to school after that. Now, both of her parents are in jail after being convicted on conspiracy charges to get her into the University of Southern California. In a candid interview on the Facebook talk show Red Table Talk, she admits the entire ordeal has been a big mistake.
I feel like I deserve a second chance to redeem myself.
For the first time, 21-year-old Olivia J. Giannulli is breaking her silence on the college admissions scandal that led to both of her parents going to prison.
Today, Olivia is finally ready to break her silence.
In a candid interview with host Jada Pinkett Smith on Red Table Talk, Giannulli admits she and her parents used privilege to get her into the University of Southern California.
So when it was happening, it didn't feel wrong. It didn't feel like, that's not fair. A lot of people don't have that. I was in my own little bubble,
right,
focusing about my comfortable world.
Right.
But I never had to look outside of that bubble.
The social media influencer says she lost business deals, advertisements, and followers because of the scandal.
Did you not trust your daughters to get in on their own?
Her parents, Lori Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli, admitted to paying William Ricksinger $500,000 to help get their two daughters admitted to USC. Her mother is finishing up serving a two-month prison sentence at the Federal Correctional Institution in Dublin, California. Her father started serving a five-month sentence last month. Now that legal proceedings are over, Olivia Jade says she's ready to speak out.
I think that what hasn't been super public is that there is no justifying or excusing what happened, because what happened was wrong. And
right,
I think every single person in my family can be like, that was messed up. That was a big mistake.
She says her parents' punishment enlightened her to the privilege she received, but she wants a second chance. Brian Taylor is the managing director of Ivy Coach. The company specializes in getting students into their dream schools the right way.
You don't need to go to such extraordinary and unlawful lengths to get into these highly selective schools. A lot of it comes down to common sense.
Taylor says the best method includes honesty, strategy, and to highlight how a candidate can outshine others in one particular category.
So when your task in highly selective college admissions is to dare admissions officers not to admit someone who's going to change the world in one super specific and often small way, and our task at Ivy Coach is to figure out what that way is.
Taylor recommends students work on making themselves more interesting instead of manipulating the system.
Lori Loughlin is set to be released from prison within a few weeks. She will then be required to take part in community service after paying a $150,000 fee. Her husband was required to pay a $250,000 fine and do community service as well.
It's interesting to hear her perspective and hear her speak out. What is she doing now, Olivia Jade?
I think that's the big question right now. But as you can see, if you head to her Instagram page, she's still posting videos, still trying to interact with people. But during that conversation on Red Table Talk, she mentioned volunteering at some different organizations and trying to open her mind.
All right, Felicia, thanks very much.